The handbrake has been put on the red meat industry's venture into new carcass grading technology, with a trial to be rolled out at 5 abattoirs instead of 150 as first planned. Gundagai Meatworks will be one of those taking part. I caught up with Chief Executive Will Barton about the DEXA technology.
We've always sort of enjoyed being part of innovation, you know, research and development projects. We got stuck into robotics nearly a decade ago and haven't really looked back. This particular project for us is about understanding, objectively understanding the attributes of the carcass, and we'll use that in a number of different ways, both internally and externally.
Can you tell me the efficiencies that you expect this technology will be able to create?
So I suppose, to my last point, there's an internal and an external side to the project. From an internal point of view, scanning or x-raying the carcass on our slaughter floor at before we actually apply any sorting or sortation parameters to it means that we'll be able to better utilise each carcass through our boning room and optimise, if you like, the various attributes of different carcasses for client orders at the back end. So the primary driver, I suppose, is an internal commercial imperative to get the best outcome for our clients. And then on an external or an industry side of the coin, we'll be able to objectively describe, if you like, or articulate back to our clients' producers, the farmers, what those attributes of their carcass were, and maybe link that to some other data which we already collect around animal health and different things to be able to say carcasses with certain characteristics also had the following attributes.
And I guess the result of that will mean better tasting meat and better information for producers.
Yeah, well, I think, and you touch on the point there about better tasting meat. We're not quite there yet. So what this does is a great step forward, I suppose, DEXA technology in allowing us to accurately assess fat, meat and bone content of a carcass. So for a long, long time, we've been able to quite objectively measure weight. We've had an objective measure of fat score, but it hasn't really been something that has really been up to scratch. The accuracy is pretty low. And so this technology means that we've got objective weight. It'll now be joined by objective fat measurement and meat measurement, which is great. The last element is an objective eating quality measure. And I think really that's now the focus of industry, is to find that objective eating quality measure, because once we have that, then we have all of the things we need to send a strong signal back to a grower as to exactly what we want.
The rollout of this DEXA technology, it was a pretty exciting time, November, October last year, when it was announced it was going to be right across the board, across Australia, $150 million project from MLA, but now it's been downsized to only 5 facilities and just $10 million for the project. What do you think that says to the industry?
Look, I think the right place to start is the sort of causal factors, if you like, behind why it doesn't necessarily fit all, why one size doesn't fit all. For us, there's a unique situation where we can use the information provided by DEXA to our own internal commercial advantage, so driving decisions in our carcass sortation and also helping with boning room automation. And so for us right now, It's the way to go, which is why we've, you know, forged forward, I suppose, with a funding application with the MLA. But for many other processors who aren't in that same position and who perhaps are more focused on the operating costs and some of the other realities of having such modern technology in their plant, it's probably not the right fit for them right now.
Gundagai Meatworks Chief Executive Will Barton. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.